guys. Welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, I keep my videos relatively clean because it allows the algorithms of YouTube to share my content to more viewers. Thus, more men can see some of the crazy things that guys put up with. And I was having a conversation with my mom while we're all visiting and while we're all kind of locked down on this bug thing. And I said to her, you know, you never noticed that this and this and this, because she was asking me how the channel was coming and how videos are doing. And I explained all the stories. And she said, you know, once you get into it too much, maybe you're being too, maybe this is something you're focusing on and finding problems where they don't exist. Because she doesn't sit and watch through these videos of mine. And that's okay. I don't blame her. It's not really a type of channel that I think she would enjoy. So I got to keep adjusting my camera because the sun keeps going in and out. So I said, all right, well, let me just grab a couple of articles for you here, and you can tell me what you think. She said, okay. So I put together a bunch of links, and I loaded them up on my tablet, and I gave it to her, and I said, all right, what do you think? And this was the first one I pulled up for her. Is sleep a girl power issue? This is how men steal our sleep. And I said, this is on Stylist. You know, it's not it's not a nothing site. I don't know how busy they are, but this, I actually got a link to this from Twitter. And, you know, Twitter's got, I don't know, a billion users or something or other. So there's, you know, there's a lot of people that are talking about this. She read through this and she said, is this real? And I said, yes, it is. Yeah, it is. And then she went through all these other links and she looked at me. She didn't read the whole story on each one. But she read just a little bit to get the gist of it, because I said, don't waste your afternoon on this stuff. And she looked through it, and she said, what is going on? Why is this happening? And I said, welcome to, you know, fourth wave girl power movement. And she just said, this doesn't make any sense. She was taken aback. She doesn't know this stuff. Now, when you're kind of in this atmosphere, you start, you know, that's why they make so many of the Matrix references. Because if you've seen the movie The Matrix, Neo finally understands and can see the Matrix occurring. And when you kind of take a step back and look through the right lens, you kind of see all this weirdness that we're kind of trained not to see. Let me bring up the article. I'm not really going to plow through it, but there is a point to this. Lucy Mangan explains what happens when you enter into long-term hetero bed sharing. See, it's only the straight men that are a problem. Now, I'm not gonna read through all of this, but you feel tired. You begin winding down your routine. You notice some things that he was supposed to do, and so you do them instead. You lie down and start processing the day, rerunning conversations, and eventually you fall asleep. Now your partner bursts through the door, shucks off his clothes, and bounds into the bed. See, she words it as if he's a four-year-old coming in and just, yay, bedtime, and jumps onto the bed. Needless to say, he's probably a 45-year-old, you know, professional man. He thinks it's being profoundly thoughtful because he hasn't broken or set fire to anything on his way up. He thinks he's silently creeping into his nest like a tiny field mouse without disturbing a single ear of corn. He's wrong. If you realize you're awake, now he wants to talk to you. You begin step two again. Halfway through, you feel him trying to get lucky with you or trying to get it on, and now you got to shove him off for that. He falls asleep because, you know, for him it's easy. Then you'll be disturbed half a dozen times more by his snoring or rolling around or grabbing the blankets or doing this because he's a man and everyone's guilty and he is an awful person. I wish he would just stop breathing. But this whole story basically sounds like she's just not happy with one guy, and she decides to take it out on everyone. Now, this hasn't gone unnoticed, as RT.com. Peter Lloyd is an interesting writer. I like his stories because he actually jumps back at a lot of this. And we're only going to touch on this a minute more because there's a deeper theme here I want to touch on. It says, the gender sleep gap, wake me up when the nightmare of modern girl power movement is over. And it says men may be not surviving the bug in the same levels as women, but apparently the really important issue is that males are stealing up to 3 hours of sleep from their wary female partners. He says, when you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail. And then he goes down. I'll leave both links to both articles down below. But he goes down to explain about how society is getting fed up with this. There's two things here that I think are worthy of noting and worthy of just keeping in the back of your head. Maybe there's three. I don't know. Let's put it this way. Number one, these articles exist because web pages have no pride in what they put out on the web anymore. They are there to get you, just like I clicked on these stupid stories. They are doing this to get you to click, and each click means the advertisers are viewed and they get their money for showing this kind of stuff. As long as advertisers put their advertisement on this type of story, as long as the RT.com or the other one, Styles, I think it was, the Stylist, which I did go to the webcache version for because I'm not giving her a click. You know, the Stylist puts out an article like that. You say, okay, well, why are they, I mean, it can't just purely be about advertising, but why are they paying for this stuff? It's because it's either rage bait or it's clickbait, and people click on it and they get paid. Now, the other thing is a woman, I've had this happen to me, if you guys have ever noticed, I've even said, hey, you know, it was a slow news day. I didn't put up much or I didn't really talk about much in the last couple days. Sometimes there's not a lot to talk about. I don't just put a video up. I mean, I try to have a topic on each one, at least make each one meaningful to some degree. Like this one, I really didn't have a video for today. But rather than just putting up a video complaining about something and saying, aren't they awful, and then we go about our day, the better idea is to do nothing. But what these writers are doing is they say, well, I've got to make my money, and I get paid based on this website or whatever buying my article, and so I have to write something. So I'll just make it about this because there's nothing else I can really complain in my life. So because my husband or my boyfriend or whatever maybe woke me up a couple times in this last week, this would make a funny, interesting, clickbaity story. But when you're a guy, oftentimes we hear about men that have reached their last straw, and they either take themselves out of circulation or they take other people and then themselves out of circulation. And you always hear from the neighbors, I don't understand, he was a pretty good guy. He was kind of quiet, reserved. We never heard much out of him. But this is one of those straws that just adds to a camel's back. You know, if you're in a good mindset and you come across this, you go, oh, God, people are just, what is going on? People are so crazy. But if you're in a kind of a bad place in life and things aren't going so well and you see a story like this and then you see on TV the newest movies that are coming out that are saying that guys are bad and that the commercials show the women are the smart ones that are able to clean everything and do everything and the guys are incompetent. Then the movie that you watch on TV shows the women are taking out the 17 bad guys with guns. They're all big burly men, but she's a 110-pound martial artist and she takes out all of them. And that wouldn't be the worst part of, but at the end, they have some quip or some snarky thing to say about men. When you see so much of this, it just piles on. It's a dog pile. And after a while, it gets tiring. And I don't think, you know, people my age, you're not going to affect me much. People in their 30s, maybe even their late 20s, you're not going to affect them much. But what happens if you're a young guy and you're on Twitter and something like this comes across your feed or something hits the news or you start seeing this trend and all of a sudden this is all you hear is guys can't breathe. You know, I just did that video about the new complaint is man spreading while running. Now, if we can't run without being accused or blamed for something, we apparently can't sleep for accused or doing something wrong. We can't explain because it's called mansplaining. We can't relax because it's called manspreading. We can't seem to do anything anymore and not have somebody have a problem with it. When this is all you see, is there any wonder that young men, and even actually the numbers on older men, are the self-deletion rates, you know, kind of taking yourself out, they're higher than they've ever been. It's one thing to say that men need to be strong and you need to understand that this is how society is and you need to work through that. But when you're in a bad place or suffering through a hard time in life, it's not always that easy. So if you find yourself getting into a rough place or something like that, talk to somebody. Come down to the come down to the replies here on my videos and have a discussion. Go find some men's forums. Go find somebody else that is going through the same thing and understand that, number one, you're not alone, and number two, the presentation of this stuff in media and in the web and all these other places is dramatically overblown compared to how things are in the most of the real world. I haven't gone to a grocery store and have a problem. I haven't gone to watch a movie. You know, everyday occurrences, you're not going to be treated like this. These are just people that have nothing better to do. They have no way to get money, and so they come up with stupid stories that are ridiculous to get people to pay attention to them, and so that they can try to sell a few clicks and get some ad revenue. The problem is, again, that until these actual quote-unquote websites stop hosting articles like these, like they actually have any credence to them, this is going to perpetuate. You know, on this particular one, I think the gender stupid whatever, I don't think it says how many reshares or tweets or anything it has for it. But, you know, the whole point is that, again, it's grifting. They're just trying to find something to complain about so they can try to make some money. So I'm going to keep reading stories like this. We're going to have a laugh about them. We're going to pull them apart. But don't take any of it too seriously. The real world's not like this. I'll leave it there. That kind of pretty much says everything we need to say about this topic. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. And thank you for those of you that have directly supported me. I appreciate it, and it goes a long, long way. For the rest of you, you can like, comment, share, and subscribe. And go check out some of my older videos. None of them are too timely. It's a great way you can support the channel. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. And remember, all this is craziness, all this madness. Don't take too much of it seriously. The real world is still out there, and it's not quite as bad as everyone seems to make it be.